Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, there's still a little bit of a nip in the air, and it's still very comforting to sit down with a big old glass of red wine and let it just soothe you.
Absolutely.
And you've done a little bit of that recently, made some notes about it.
I've had some fun kind of going around and just collecting sort of odds and ends, good, relatively full-bodied red wines that I think represent pretty good values and are just fun for, you know, closing out the little dab of winter that we're still playing with. So here you go. Here's a couple to play with. From our friends at Yangara down in McLaren Vale in Australia, here's a new one for me. This is what they call their PF Shiraz, which stands for pesticide free. So I guess they're working on some sort of biodynamic or whatever.
Yeah, they got bugs eating bugs or something. I don't know.
I hope not. But the wine's really good.
Oh, good.
So, it's sort of fun. It's very fruit-forward Shiraz. Not your classic cookie-cutter style, which is I'm so glad to see. You know, nice black fruit with a little bit of anise characteristic and then sort of fine-grained tannins and some good acidity. About $24. I thought it was actually a pretty good buy. Here's a new Fortress Cab. That's the name of the wine. It's actually from Sonoma. This is the 2013. This was probably one of the classes of the tasting that I did. This was a rich blend of Cabernet with small amounts of your classic varietals, Petit Verdot, Syrah, Syrah being sort of the oddball, Malbec and Cab Franc, black fruit and tobacco notes with a very lush texture and really good length. And for $22, I thought this was really quite a good value. I mean, this is approaching Saturday night dinner wine for $22.
Uh-huh.
So I like that one quite a bit. Here's an old friend from an old classic producer from Mazzi, the Campo Fiorin, which is a Rosso del Veronese IGT, which means it's sort of an unusual blend. Classic Italian white, classic Italian red, bright cherry, dried fruit notes with touches of spice, good length, great structure, extremely food friendly. The grapes are a blend of Corvino, Rondinella, and Molinara. If you think of something to go with a little bit of spaghetti or sauce for $18.
Oh, good. Nice.
Yes. I mean, dynamite. Mazzi Campo Fiore, and this was the 2012. Swanson is a fairly high-end producer out in Napa. And most of their wines are going to be in sort of that $40 to $50 a bottle range. But they've got a series that they're calling Signet, which comes in under $20. So this is the Swanson Signet Merlot from Napa. It's a really good Merlot with a little bit of Cab and a little bit of Petit Verdot blended in. It's a value product from this really high-end producer. It's deeply extracted wine with black cherry spice and cocoa flares, and it's going to come in at $19.
Nice.
Yeah.
From Napa.
Yeah, which is unusual for Napa.
It sure is.
And here was one of my surprises. Trivento Amadosur Malbec from Mendoza, Argentina. I'm kind of done on Malbec. I like this.
You did.
This is a blend, 70% Malbec, 20% Bernarda, 10% Syrah. Full-bodied wine with flavors of berry, spice, dark cocoa, and violets with good length and good mouthfeel. And you know what? It was $14.
Nah,
it was terrific.
Although all the descriptors you have suggest this is a really complex wine.
It's a lot going on for $14. I was thrilled.
We'll put these all on the website. Hope you can go out and try them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.